You're watching FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2012 downstairs in the kind of the tile stone area, and I'm with Mark Shannon, Executive Vice President of Sales with Crossville. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing great today, Kemp, and thank you for the opportunity to talk to you and your program.
Yeah, actually, you know, you're one of my darlings. I really like what you guys do. We'll talk about what makes you unique in a minute. But so we're at Surfaces, and this is the second time in the Mandalay Bay. You guys are show veterans. I mean, you go to a lot of the shows every year, don't you?
We do. We attend a lot of shows. We do five major shows and probably 25 regional shows, so close to 30 trade shows a year. It's a big effort. It takes a tremendous amount of internal coordination. But we do everything ourselves, from booth design, booth build, booth transportation, and booth setup. So it's a lot of work.
What I love to see at this show, it's really not your sweet spot. I mean, you're 80% commercial contract and about 20% residential, but you still come to this show, so I guess you find value in it.
We find value in Surfaces. It's a great place for us to see how our product stacks up residentially with the rest of the products in that segment. And when we talk residentially, let's face it, Crossville tends to be a little bit more of a mid to high-end residential. We don't have as many dealers and not as focused on the numbers that some of the big floor covering retailers are, but this gives us an opportunity to tell our story directly to our customers. As you know, we go through distribution, so this is a place for us to meet face to face with the people that actually do promote and sell our tile. So we do like it.
And with this whole new kind of modern decor that's going on, a lot of the things that work at contract actually work in upper end residential, doesn't it?
We're seeing a tremendous crossover in that part of the thing. It's happening in hospitality, it's happening in healthcare. People are looking for some minimalist, some more modern, some contemporary looks. So there is a natural transition between residential and contract that we're seeing, particularly in the segment that we play in.
Another thing that's great about Crossville, I mean, you're made in the USA, you're family-owned, and you won't find these products at Home Depot or Lowe's either, right?
No, we don't do that very well. They're very big, and they tend to, while they're wonderful companies, and I might buy screws, nails, and lights there on the weekend, but as far as tile products are concerned, we just don't want to feed that monster. They're a wonderful company, but it's not for us.
And while you are Crossville, Tennessee, made in America, family-owned, your look, I mean, you do have an almost, in certain styles, a European look, so you did a real good job with your aesthetics.
Well, we do a good job with our aesthetics, but I think what makes Crossville uniquely Crossville is that I've argued for many years that good design is good design, and I can give you as many American designers that are known internationally as you can give me European designers that are known here. When you start to talk about U.S. Architecture, Chicago architecture, New York architecture and style, everything from some of the redesigns to American furniture, you know, we lead. So there's nothing wrong with being, you know, a great American designer and supplying product and designing product for our market. But we take some ideas globally and we melt it into an American vision and try to get the right products here for this market.
Well, tell me if you would, from your own perspective, what separates Crossville from the rest of the people in this business?
Well, I think we have a little more fun. We like to think of ourselves as an American-owned, American family-owned tile company that's focused very much on American design, and I think that separates us. We can't be a super fast follower because that's just not where we live. We have to design products for us, by us, that we think will work, and that allows us to be committed to our visions and our goals, and we can't benchmark against other people in the flooring business, so we have to kind of set our own path, and that's what we do, and I think that becomes unencumbering. It's a wonderful place to be when you're not looking over your shoulder at what everybody else is doing. You're just trying to be better yourself every day.
All right, let's talk about product for a quick minute. I know you've got some new things to talk about. Run us through what you've got.
Well, here at the show, we're featuring our structure, which is a minimalist product that comes in numerous sizes, planks and 12 by 24 and 24 by 24 up. And we can fabricate that into any size that you want from those sizes, but it's a minimalist look. It has a tendency to have several really rich colors, and it's got a very easy to clean, neutral type finish. So that's new.
It's recycled content?
It has recycled content. Most of what we do right now has recycled content in it at Crossville. We're very strict about that. We don't post numbers and try to make a product with a high value. What we've tried to do is become a net consumer of waste and be sustainable in a different way. So we're looking at our overall operation versus a single product with contact, but everything that we produce in Crossville has recycled content in it, varying degrees.
Okay, Okay, and so that's the new one that's at the show. You've also continued to promote Main Street and Bluestone, right?
Yeah, Main Street and Bluestone, as you can see here, are the last two launches prior to the show. They came out last fall, and they're very, very good lines. Bluestone is a rock star already. It's fantastic at hospitality and in retail. We're doing a great job there. In addition to that, they've received a lot of notoriety in the residential environment as well. And the Main Street product was designed primarily for national accounts. So it's a commercial product with a residential appeal.
Okay, great. So you have one more product we should probably mention. I know this is Floor Focus and Floor Daily, but you have a glass product that's mostly wall, but talk a little bit about that if you would.
Well, it's a wall tile, it's glass. We call it Origins Glass. It is reminiscent of a cast glass, and it has one by one, one by two, and two by two sizes. It's beautiful in an iridescent finish and in a clear finish, and it's designed for wall use, and it's beautiful. The colors are beautiful, and we'll be launching that next in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Now, is that in that marble factory that y'all own in Chicago?
No, this is a different factory, so it's all good. The marbles are gone.
Okay. All right, great. Mark, great to talk to you again. We've been talking to Mark Shannon, who's Executive Vice President of Sales in the Crossville space at Surfaces 2012, and you've been watching Kempar and FloorDaily.net.
Thank you.